I say be careful what you teach your little children. Make sure
every child is born into the world filled with immeasurable potential. And as a nation, we must ensure that all our children have the support they need to realize that potential.
Indeed, protecting children is every adult's responsibility. As the old adage says, it takes a village to raise a child. And there is nothing archaic or obsolete about the benefits of communal parenting. And we've all seen the terrible, sometimes fatal effects of this.
Look at the little boy I just do. Anyway, on my picnic, make him tande.
Or this.
Me no like how y'all go and like say you want to rule my picnic, you know. Isn't that your child? Left mine and go and go look your one.
You know, we often in Jamaica talk, we often study, we often research, we often write down our solution, but we sometimes have a difficulty in taking action. So this Child Month is about a call to action for all our stakeholders.
State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green. With the aim of getting every citizen on board, the National Child Month Committee has organized a host of activities for May to be observed under the theme, Take Action, Break the Chain of Abuse Against Children.
This theme was selected from September 2016, when we gathered together as a committee to take note of the various kind of abuses that have been meted out to our children. We have come to recognize that the abuse is more than many of us could have imagined 10 years ago.
Chairperson of the National Child Month Committee, Dr. Pauline Mullings. The advocacy started on May 1 with the launch of a partnership between the Office of the Children's Registry's Ananda Alert System and Facebook. Under the agreement, Ananda Alerts will be delivered to the news feed of Jamaican Facebook users located here and in the diaspora. The alerts will include photo and other pertinent information necessary for the recovery of the missing child. Minister Green says the alerts on the social networking site will help to create a greater sense of responsibility for the child and engender a desire to act.
I feel the partnership will have a very big and positive impact. We hope that when the public sees these alerts, that they will take action. That they will not just see the upload, see the picture, and pass it on by. They will call a friend. They will call a neighbor. They will join the search to bring home this missing child.
Another major Child Month event is the planned church service at Fellowship Tabernacle, 2 Fairfield Avenue in Kingston on May 7, beginning at 9:30 a.m., while Read Across Jamaica happens all day May 9, and the Institute of Jamaica will host its Hush Children's Forum on the 10th of May. May 19 will also be observed as National Children's Day.
Mother's Day, incidentally, is the Sunday before Children's Day. And we are trying to get Children's Day on par with Mother's Day, meaning that the children are recognized. We are not talking about commercializing, but we are talking about doing something special for the children, making them know it is their day. Every child should feel a special feeling of love on National Children's Day all over every nook and cranny in Jamaica.
Chair of the National Child Month Committee, Dr. Pauline Mullings. The committee will be at the Halfway Tree Transport Center and St. William Grant Park in downtown Kingston from as early as 6 a.m. on May 19, reaching out to young commuters and those living on the street. She is urging every Jamaican to wear the day's designated color.
Wear something yellow. We have been asking for this for the last 4 years, and it has not happened. But we would like to look and see every Jamaican have something yellow. We will know when we see you in yellow that you are saying and telling the world, telling everyone, we love our children.
Dr. Mullings is cautioning against apathy towards all activities for Child Month and is urging every Jamaican to get on board. The month's events will come to a close on May 31 with the National Day of Prayer at Bethel Baptist Church, 6 Hope Road at 10 a.m. How will you improve your dealings with children this month? Take action. Break the chain of abuse against children. And remember, this includes verbal abuse and neglect.
Regardless of where they're from, regardless of their circumstances, every child deserves to be cared for, to be cherished, and more importantly, to be kept safe.
Call the National Child Month Committee for event updates at 978 2092, email ncmcja@gmail.com or visit the committee's office at 94J Old Hope Road, Kingston 6.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.